Welcome to WaveWriter Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. Let's dive in.
It's midday. The S&P is down 1.5%. 3 out of 4 stocks are in short-term downtrends. Breadth sentiment has collapsed to 4%, and one stock is up 39%. The question isn't whether this tape is broken. It is. The question is where you put your money when almost nothing is working. This is the WaveWriter Midday Wave. Let's find out.
Yeah, and honestly, it's that double whammy you mentioned in the open that's driving everything today.
Iran conflict plus Friday's weak jobs report.
Right. Like, exactly. So let me walk you through the damage. SPY and QQQ both tracking losses near 1.5% at midday with no meaningful bounce off morning lows.
Okay, so we're not talking about a bad day. We're talking about a broken tape.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the right framing. And the breadth data is what really tells the story. Bull-bear ratio sitting at 135 bulls versus 183 bears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sentiment at 4% and below the 40-period simple moving average. Only 26% of names trading above their 20-day SMA.
Oh, wow. 4%? I mean, that's not a bad day. That's a washout reading.
It is. 3 out of 4 stocks in short-term downtrends. And here's the thing that's actually scarier to me than the headline
The Arvol. That's what you're thinking.
The Arvol. I mean, below 1.0 on the major indices. I mean, that sounds boring, but it's actually the most unsettling thing on the tape right now.
Right. Because institutions aren't aggressively selling, but they're not buying either.
And that's actually more dangerous than panic selling. Think about it like this. A building that collapses all at once, you know where you stand. But a building that's slowly sinking, there's no moment of maximum fear to trade against.
Oh, man. God, that's a good way to put it. So no capitulation flush means...
no washout bottom. Which is why the bearish bias persists until a catalyst changes the equation. And right now, that catalyst is geopolitical.
Yeah. And low Arvol on a down day means the selling could just keep grinding. There's no exhaustion signal.
Exactly. Look, you got it. No exhaustion, no flush, no clean bottom to trade against. That's why we need to be surgical about where we're putting capital today.
Okay, so where is the damage most concentrated?
Energy via RSPG up 4.04% at the 76th percentile rank. It's the sole winner, directly tied to crude above $91.
Mm-hmm. The only green on the tape.
The only meaningful green. And here's the mechanism. Crude above $91 simultaneously powers energy names and crushes consumer discretionary through higher input costs. You know what's wild? RSPD is at the 0th percentile, the worst reading in the entire dataset.
Right. Literally nowhere lower to go.
Literally nowhere. And on the other end, financials via RSPF down 2.11% leading the damage.
What about defensives? Any shelter there?
Consumer staples up 0.76% is a distant second, but the real story is healthcare. Quiet pocket of institutional buying. HCA up 1.7, REGN up 1.9, MEDP up 1.9. Money rotating into safety, not leaving the market entirely.
Yeah, that's actually encouraging. It tells you this isn't full capitulation mode.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
So with 74% of stocks below their 20-day moving average, the only edge today is finding the names that are actually working. Let's go to the momentum radar, and I want to start with the one that's up 39%.
Cure, Unicure at 14.27, up 39.2% on multi-analyst upgrades.
Wow. 39% in this tape, that's not a typo.
Not a typo. Volume is the tell here, nearly 9.5 million shares.
Right. On an upgrade?
Multi-analyst upgrade, yeah. And there's a 19% short float underneath it.
So the squeeze is real.
The squeeze is real, but the ATR is 273. That's your leash. With a 19% short float and a stock already up 39%?
You're not chasing that. So what's the actual trade?
The underlying catalyst is real. Multi-analyst upgrades represent institutional re-rating, not retail momentum. The short float amplifies the move, but it's not the cause. The trade isn't chasing the 39%, it's watching for a controlled pullback to a defined risk level. If you can't define your risk to within 1 ATR, you don't have a trade. You have a lottery ticket.
Is 1 ATR always enough on a name that's already moved that far?
Fair push. On a name like this, you might want to wait for the first real consolidation. 30 minutes of tight price action after a pullback. Then the ATR gives you a clean entry with defined risk. Without that consolidation, yeah, you're just guessing.
Mm-hmm. What else is working?
NET, Cloudflare at 202.27, up 3.6%. Institutional flag active, watching 205 as the next resistance level.
Okay. Wait, you're telling me NET is your cleanest tech play on a day when tech is at the 8th percentile? That feels contrarian even by today's standards.
That's exactly why it works.
Because everything else is getting destroyed.
Right. The relative strength is the signal. When a name holds up in a sector that's getting hammered, that's not an accident. That's institutional accumulation, and that signals this is not retail-driven.
Mm-hmm.
TALK, Talkspace at 4.76, up on an acquisition announcement with 29% quarter-over-quarter sales growth as fundamental support. And VRT, Vertiv at 241.78 with a structural S&P 500 index inclusion catalyst driving passive buying flows.
That's the systematic buying that comes in regardless of the macro picture.
Exactly. Index inclusion means forced buying. It's structural, not discretionary. 238 is the key support level to hold on VRT.
Got it. Is the index inclusion already priced in at this point?
Partially, yeah, but the actual rebalancing flows haven't fully hit yet. Passive funds have to buy on the inclusion date, not the announcement, so there's still mechanical demand coming.
Yeah, totally. So basically, okay, now let's talk about the traps, because in a tape this week, the wrong side of a bad setup gets punished fast.
Ruthlessly. ENGN gapped down on weak Q1 results. EPS down 117% quarter over quarter.
Ouch.
In a tape this week, deteriorating fundamentals get no mercy bid. ACCO posted weak Q4 with poor Q1 guidance, sentiment score at -2, currently at 3.91. FCEL down 4.76 from the open on mixed results at 7.6.
Oh, man. So the market is a ruthless editor right now. Anything without a clean catalyst gets cut.
Here's the thing. Totally. The tape has no patience for hope trades today. Only catalyst-driven longs with institutional volume confirmation deserve capital.
Everything else is a trap or a wait and see.
Yeah, trap or wait and see, full stop.
Right. So we have the macro picture, the names worth watching, and the traps to avoid. Before we get to the levels, give me the one data point that tells me this is corrective episode and not the beginning of something structurally worse.
9-month bull signals at 24 versus bear at 9. The longer structure is still intact.
Mm-hmm. So this is corrective within a bullish framework, not a structural breakdown.
Right. You know what? Right. And that framing matters because it defines how aggressive you can be on the long side when levels hold. This isn't the time to go to cash entirely. It's the time to be selective.
What's the macro toggle for this afternoon?
Crude oil above $91. That's the single biggest variable. One diplomatic headline from the Middle East can flip sentiment from deeply bearish to relief rally in minutes.
Yeah. I mean, which is why position sizing stays small regardless of conviction.
Regardless of conviction. You can be right about the trade and still get stopped out by a headline. Keep size small and keep your hands free.
Mm-hmm. Okay, level by level playbook.
NET, a close above 204 confirms institutional accumulation and opens the path toward $205. Risk defined below 199, approximately 1 ATR.
Clean setup.
Clean setup for selective afternoon tech exposure. VRT, $238 is the immediate support. A hold there with any market stabilization sets up a multi-day add on the index inclusion tailwind.
And energy longs?
Energy longs remain the highest conviction theme as long as crude holds above $91. That's your anchor.
Overall bias?
Firmly bearish. Energy longs, select catalyst-driven names with institutional confirmation, tight defensive positioning. That's the entire playbook.
And the big picture?
Trading this afternoon is like driving in fog. You can see the road right in front of you, but a single headline from the Middle East changes the entire landscape in seconds. Keep your speed low and your hands on the wheel, and maybe leave a little more following distance than usual.
That's the right frame. This is not a day to be a hero.
To sum it up,
Oil shock plus a breath collapse has pushed 74% of stocks into short-term downtrends and sentiment to 4%. The only playbook is energy longs, catalyst-driven names with institutional volume behind them and surgical positioning with small size. The 9-month structure is still intact. This is corrective, not catastrophic, but the short-term damage is real. Your three levels for the afternoon: crude at 91, NET at 204, VRT at 238. Stay disciplined, stay nimble, and we'll see you at the close. This has been the Wave Rider Midday Wave.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. See you next time.